Good morning, friends. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of December in the year of our Lord, 2025. Merry Christmas Eve. I am Anna Grace Legband, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray together. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. And I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text today comes from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. Hear now the word of the Lord. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, consider this. In Scripture, names are never random. They carry meaning, signal identity, and point to purpose. This passage gives us two names for the baby Mary carried: Jesus and Emmanuel. The angel told Joseph and Mary to name the child Jesus. Well, what does Jesus' name actually mean? The name Jesus is translated, "The Lord is salvation." Now, pay attention to the phrasing. It's not just "the Lord saves," as if salvation were something that God does from a distance, but it's part of who God is. Salvation is related to his very nature. When we talk about salvation, we sometimes reduce it to only refer to the forgiveness of sins. While this is certainly part of it, salvation also offers us so much more. In theological terms, salvation encompasses justification, reconciliation, and sanctification. These are fancy words. We'll break them down. Justification. Salvation means that we are rescued from the curse of sin and destruction. Reconciliation. Salvation means that we are reconciled to God, to creation, and to one another. Sanctification. Salvation means that we are transformed. In other words, we aren't just saved from something, but we're saved for something, to become more and more like Jesus. Joseph and Mary were told to name the baby, but I love the detail that Joseph actually gets to name him Jesus. See, God could have spoken the name, declared it from the heavens upon Jesus' birth, but instead he invites Joseph to participate. Even in sending the Messiah to the world, God always involves his people. Joseph and Mary were some of the first carriers and co-partners with God in bringing about the Messiah to the world. Joseph trusted what God was doing and demonstrated love towards God and towards Mary. As a result, he was likely the first one who got to officially declare Jesus' name, the Lord is salvation. The second name in this passage is Emmanuel, which means God with us. The angel is quoting a prophecy from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Think about that for a moment. From the very beginning, God's desire has always been to dwell with his people. In Genesis, he walked with Adam and Eve in the garden. And even after sin disrupted that intimacy, his goal has always been to be with his people. God is not a remote worker. He doesn't work remotely, managing things from far away, but he's present, he's active, and he's near. I notice the plural in our text, verse 23, says, they will call him, in Isaiah's words. Now, this isn't just a private revelation or an individual experience that Joseph and Mary get to have. It's a collective reality. Emmanuel is a truth shared and experienced within a community. God's presence isn't confined to a single moment or to a specific person, but instead is a promise that spans generations, inviting all of God's people to know and declare him as the God who is with us. These two names, Jesus and Emmanuel, hold the heart of Advent in the hope that we celebrate together. The God who is salvation is also the God who is with us. Here are some response prompts for you. When you hear the name Jesus, what comes to mind first? How might understanding his name as the Lord is salvation deepen that picture? 2, how does the name Emmanuel challenge or deepen your perception of God's proximity to you? Let's pray together. Jesus, we thank you that you are God with us and that you, God, are salvation. Lord, thank you for coming into the world. Thank you for your presence that's with us through the power of your Holy Spirit, through the Spirit of Jesus. I just ask and pray for friends today as we celebrate and gather with friends and family or with churches and all these, you know, Christmas traditions happen. Lord, I just pray that you would meet us afresh in a day that we celebrate every year where things can just feel normal, maybe not normal, but I don't know. Sometimes we're not always as open to what you might be saying or doing on days like this. And so just ask that we would each receive and hear from you today. Thank you that you're with us. Make us aware of your presence. We love you. We ask this in your name. Amen. I'll invite Dan to lead us in a time of singing and look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning on Christmas Day.
Thanks so much, Anna Grace, for that powerful word on Emmanuel, God with us. We're going to worship together on this Christmas Eve with Silent Night. And it is hymn number 199 in our Great Redeemer's Praise. And let's allow, again, these words to just kind of move through us and silence our heart where there is maybe some level of freneticism, or maybe there's relational challenges, or maybe there are questions that you're finishing the year with that you had hoped would be resolved or answered. The Lord is with us in this night, and he brings his loving silencing to our heart as God with us, God in us, God present to us as we're present to him. So let's worship together with Silent Night. We'll do all three verses.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother. child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Shine on you this Christmas Eve. Blessings. We'll see you on the field.